Before we jump back into In Focus, just a quick traffic update to pass along to you. The road at K-18, both lanes are now back open to all traffic. It might still be moving a little slow, so take it slow out there. But as of right now, we have received word that they are both back open. We now return to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Here's Brandon Peoples.
All right. Thanks, Stephen, for that update. Yeah, we've been monitoring that all morning here, and good news to hear there. Hopefully no injuries or minimal injuries to report later on. We'll find out later from the Kansas Highway Patrol. We're talking here with Jason Smith. He's the CEO and president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and I'm going to talk a little bit about some things coming up in the legislative session here that you guys are monitoring.
Yeah, it was actually yesterday I was at an event in Topeka. We're part of the Kansas Economic Developers Association, which is a group of economic development organizations around the state. And we had our legislative day and had some people in kind of talking about what we expect to see in the session. As a chamber, we're part – the other coalition that we have in terms of state issues is METAL, which is a group that's Manhattan, Emporia, Topeka, and Lawrence. And that was created a few years ago in an effort to align on key issues, particularly higher education, transportation, economic development, that so that we can go in with the same kind of political clout that places like the Kansas City metro area does and Wichita area does. And we've made a lot of inroads in that. There are people who are aware of, or most everybody in the legislature now is aware of who METAL is. I think we have 15 representatives between the communities, and so that gives us a little bit more clout. One of the things that we have really been discussing that in our opinion is important for Kansas and our healthcare, particularly is Medicaid expansion. And so we had supported that a responsible solution to that over the last 2 years. And so we were glad to see that that there seems to be a bipartisan effort to make that happen. And so we're anxious to kind of see what the result of that might look like, and hopefully it will be something regionally that will help our healthcare providers going forward. Because right now, trying to attract people and jobs and those kind of things into community without healthcare and good healthcare is virtually impossible. And so we have to really be thoughtful about that. We're monitoring higher education funding and specifically the Regents had a pretty significant request that we all supported, so our METAL partners supported. We're not sure that that's all going to get into, well, of course, we don't think it got into the governor's budget, but we still think it's important that we continue to refund higher education because it's important. If we're going to impact the numbers that we talked about in terms of income and job growth, it's going to have to be through education. There's also funds in that for technical centers, which MATC would get, and then community colleges. And so it's not just about Kansas and Kansas State, or Wichita State. It's about the entire system. And so it's extremely important that that we continue to fund higher education and workforce development. There is a bill that I heard about yesterday for the first time, interestingly, in regards to workforce development, that would create scholarship opportunities for residents that are targeting certain high-need areas. So, for instance, if the state determines that we have a huge gap in AMP mechanics in the aerospace industry, that potentially a student could get a scholarship to go to get a two-year certificate. And this is all two-year programs, but two-year certificate would have an obligation to go to work for a Kansas company. Those are unique solutions that I think we're going to have to start looking at if we're going to be able to fill some of the openings that we have and direct Kansas students into careers that would allow them to stay in the community. Because we do know there are a lot of Kansans who want to stay in Kansas and who want to stay in their towns. They just may have gone off and gotten certificates or degrees or maybe not done anything and then can't find a job. Well, if you want to stay, here's the career path. You can go. Not only will you be able to find a job right out of community college or right out of technical school at a fairly large salary with benefits, but we'll help you pay so you don't have a huge amount. You won't have any debt coming out of school. That those are the kind of solutions that I think that we're excited about discussing and seeing moving forward. There are other incentive bills that are up. They're discussing star bonds because that expires this year, and so we're interested in how that might go. The city has put forward some initiatives that look at bio districts, and we see that as a way to help us develop the North Campus corridor. So there is a history of how those have worked in the past. We don't think the way it worked in the past is the right approach, but we do think that there's some tweaks that can be made that would benefit a number of communities around the state, as well as the state overall, but would certainly benefit Manhattan. And transportation, of course, is another, and we know that we're excited that the governor has indicated that she's going to quit using Department of Transportation as the bank to fund general fund. So more money going into infrastructure, of course, helps us grow and move forward as a state. So those are the big issues right now that we're looking at. We obviously support the city and the county and some of the funding initiatives that are being proposed that would return some of the ad valorem refunds back into the county and the city. So we obviously support them in that as well.
How would that impact? Obviously, there would be more money coming back to the counties for the ad valorem. Mm-hmm. From an economic standpoint, would that help with workforce development?
Not sure about workforce development specifically, but our businesses are concerned about tax rates. And mm-hmm. so if we can get some of our money that we're paying into Topeka back into Manhattan and Raleigh County and Pottawatomie County, that helps those entities keep their levies flat or potentially maybe even lower. And so, that's a business expense, business cost issue that we see as being valuable to our local employers. And so at the end of the day, if you can reduce your costs, you can add jobs, and that's important for us.
All right, yeah, that'd be interesting. That's actually got a lot of movement here, thanks to the push from Raleigh County. Mm-hmm. It seems like.
Yeah, Raleigh County's been the leader on that, and so I'll give a lot of credit to those commissioners. Particularly, it seems like Commissioner Ron Wells has really been the most vocal about that. Even though all three of them have certainly worked on that, and so that's great. Hopefully, that'll see its way through. I believe it's in the budget, so we'll be monitoring that, and obviously hopefully we can figure out a way to help.
All right. You know, they discussed that at the intergovernmental luncheon the other day. They also talked a little bit about dark store theory, which is a tactic used by a lot of big box retailers to lower their property value or property taxes. What do you know on that?
Well, it's a complicated issue because if you look into the where this started, it was in a particular area where there were just enormous assessment valuation increases over like a 1 to 2 year period. I mean, almost a double. And that's not what's happened in Raleigh County, but it started a trend that's troubling, I think, to a lot of governmental entities, and it should be because it creates a dynamic where you could see some reduction in valuations and reduction in collections. We have not taken a position on a bill or anything, because I think you really need to see a bill before you can decide whether you're going to be for or against something. But what we have said is we just think that it should be fair, right? So if somebody's being assessed at a larger amount than somebody else, then that needs to be taken into consideration. At the same time, if someone can go in and arbitrarily reduce their valuation while another business, maybe locally owned and smaller, can't, that's not fair either. And so, I think what we're going to look for is something that is fair. And I mean, we're already struggling in the state in terms of collections and those kind of things. And so it doesn't seem to make sense to do tax shifts. And so we just want to make sure that any new bill that's introduced or any regulations that are being enforced aren't just shifting taxes from one taxpayer to another. That's not an appropriate response.
Okay. Well, good to know. Anything else you want to highlight here before we let you go?
No, just a busy time of the year, and we're excited about to be starting to launch our business attraction program. We're excited. We're in the process of hiring a new director of economic development. As you know, Trent Armbrust left and went to the state last fall. And so that's part of our – we recently received some additional funding from the city, and one of those was to be able to hire that person. We will have a full-time workforce person for the first time in the history of the Manhattan Chamber, because we see workforce as a key issue in economic development. And we used to say economic development was a three-legged stool. Attraction was one, retention was one, and entrepreneurship was one. Well, workforce is the new four-legged stool. So be a lot more balanced, right? So you won't tilt and fall over. And so we are going to have a full-time workforce person moving forward that can work with our employers to hopefully address some of their needs as they attract new workers. So,
all right. I imagine it's going to be a pretty busy weekend for business, retail businesses here in the community, because the Super Bowl is coming up. Any prediction on the Super Bowl this weekend?
Well, Chiefs. We talked about earlier, I am a Cowboys guy, but growing up in Oklahoma, you saw Cowboys on one station and Chiefs on the other station. So I've watched a lot of Chiefs games, and I've always been a fan of the Chiefs too. So I'm big on the Chiefs. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough game, but I don't, you can't cut out Mahomes. You know, he's, we talked about these Big 12 kid, and I just think he's the real deal. So I'm going to go with Chiefs. I don't know about score. It's probably, I don't know, 34-21, something in that range. I'm going that. That's the way I'm going.
Okay. Duly noted. And it's probably easy for a Cowboy fan to root against the 49ers, I would think.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and I do not like the 49ers. Absolutely. Good call on that.
All right. Jason, appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next month.
All right. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this. Deb Watkins from the Animal Shelter joining us next.